mit Rabba. Suppose a shliach from Chutz Lorenz delivers a get to the Isha, so he has to say, if he's a Isha, he has to say, for the Nechta, for the Nechta. Suppose he doesn't say, he ends it over and he doesn't say, for the Nechta, for the Nechta. There it is. So according to Rabbi Meir, so is the Vlad is a mamza, Rabba, kolam shanim mabir, shetel chachonim gitten, is yetzir alad mamza. A mamza. But the Chachomim Achili came Rav Meir, and we pass like the Rabbonon, of course. So the Vlad is not a mamzer. But what the Chachomim say? The Chachomim say that if the Shliach handed over to the Isha the get, didn't couple the delivery of the get to the Isha with a declaration of Nechta for Nechta, so Yitlenu Meno. So it's not necessary that Yarzav Yitnerlo. So it's not necessary. But so we say. He said like, "Hamei we get into this yam v'nos nava v'loyomu we from yachtu v'nechta yeitzim avad mamzer diber meya v'chachomim v'nemein avad mamzer keizat yase yitleno himeno v'yarzer v'yitneno v'v'nishnayim v'yema v'forei nechta v'forei nechta." So in other words, so the halacha is that that it's yitleno himeno v'yarzer v'yitneno. So in other words, Tesis points out that if it's Toch Kedidibo, so then it's not necessary that he should take the get from the Isha and then make a new delivery. And Tesis has a lotion that even if it's Lacha Toch Kedidibo, but as long as it's Asukim Yisayin, it's not necessary. But one thing is clear. Suppose the Shliach handed over to the Isha, the get, didn't say, before Nechtu for Nechtam, and it's already not Asukim Beisinien. So then, he cannot just come and say, before Nechtu for Nechtam. He has to pick up the get from her and make a new delivery. So what do we see? That even according to Rabbonon, Loimi Boy, according to Remeya, so the Vlad is in Mamza Mirabo. But even according to Rabbonon, that the Vlad is not in Mamza. Because according to Rabbonon, there is no such thing as in Mamza Mirabo. So, see, but mid Rabbonon, it's Miakiv the Gerash. In other words, even if the Shliach handed over the get to the Isha, but if he didn't couple it with the declaration of Vanechtam, mid Rabbonon, she is not Migoreshes as yet. Mid Raisa, of course, she is Migoreshes. But mid Rabbonon, she is not Migoreshes as yet. So, mainly in order that she should be considered Migoreshes in mid Rabbonon, there must be a new Nisile. So, this is what the Gemara is asking according to Raisa Shad. So that implies that until, if she doesn't say for nechtu for nechtam, mid rabbonon, it's miyakiv the gerushin, she is not divorced. So he says the takone of for nechtu for nechtam, which was a special takone, and the takone was that it's miyakiv mid rabbonon the gerushin. So that applies only to a delivery by a shliach. But when the Isha herself produces the get, and she wasn't divorced through the medium of Ishliach, then the Chachomim were not misakim the takone. But then she has to be mikayim like all other shtores. By all other shtores, there is no aloche that the kinyan takes effect only after kiyum. The kinyan takes, suppose, let's say, the malve produces ishtar. So he wants to collect from the nechosim. So Bezdin will tell him, until you are Mikayim the Shtar, so you cannot collect from the Nechosim of the Leim or from the Likuches. So then he goes away, and then he tries to find a Nikiyum, and then a considerable time later, let's say, he brings a Nikiyum and the Amikayim. But it took him 3 months until he was Mikayim daily. So then, when once the Edim are Mikayim, so that means that the Kiyan is Lemafreya. Suppose the Leve sold his Nechosim to Likuches before he was able to be Mikayim, the Malve was able to be Mikayim the Shtar. Before he was able to be Mikayim the Shtar. But, so he'll still be able to be given from the Likuches. We do not say that the Kiyum is Miyakiv the Kiyan. Only by Shliach, when Shliach delivers a get to the Isha. So there is a takonis chachomim that mid rabbonon, it's miyakiv, the chalei sagirashin. Mimele, in order that the Gershin should be Chalim the Avonon, there has to be a new delivery. He has to pick up the get from the Isha and make a new delivery. But by all other stories, so Yachinshish from Izuyev, if as long as he's not Mikayim. But if he is Mikayim, even though he's Mikayim later on, so we do not say that the Isha becomes Mikoreshes only when she produces the Nikiyum. Once the Isha produces the Nikiyum, so then we say that the Isha was Mikoreshes from the moment that she received it. We don't say after the Eidim are Mikayim the get, so then the Baal has to pick up the get from the Isha and make a new delivery. Only by before Nechtam we say that. So this is Gemara's Kashi. Here it implies implying that without the declaration, so the Gerushin does not take effect. And if, let's say, it was, so then there has to be a new delivery. But the Gemara's Kashi is, but she has to be Mikayim in order that we should be sure that the get is not Mizuyim. So the Kashi of Gemara is, here, and it's not me'akim the gerushin, but Beis Din will certainly not give her a heter l'inosei until she produces a nikiyum. Alright, now, so that means that the Rashbo is chilik on the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that when an isha produces a get, she doesn't have to be mikayim at all. So the Rashba is chelik, but it appears from several Rashbos and the Rivosh in Tshuva Shin Pivov says it explicitly that while the Rashba is chelik and the Rambam, so the Rashba Shite is not the same Shite as the Raivet. The Raivet Shite is that the same halochet that the Chachomim or Misakim, by all stories. In other words, that a malve cannot collect with the shtar alvoye, that a likeach or in the mikabel matone cannot recover the field with the shtar mechire or shtar matone until it is niskayim. The same aloche applies to get. The only kule that the chachomim apply to get is that it does not have to be niskayim al de tuayim. In other words, if the shliach delivers the get, then the shliach himself can be niskayim, even though he's an idachot. And there is another kole according to the Raivet. I mean that the Raivet has to agree, because that's a mishnah mefreshes. You see, in other words, that's a mishnah mefreshes, because the mishnah says hamei v'get be'art yisroel nitzor sheim al fonechta v'fonechta. But as long as they are poherim, so the Isha will be allowed to get married even without kiyum. But according to the Raivet, even if the Isha produces herself the get, so she has to produce the kiyum. So according to the Raivet, when the shliach delivers the get. So in other words, if he delivers the get, so it's kite mechiachom. In other words, that because we see that this is the Raivet Shite. Now, for a moment, I just want to mention another machlekes. Now, gerushin and kiddushin require two eidim likimatam. So I'm chadish v'idechod yechishin l'kiddushin. And the same thing is true of gerushin. Now, so the Shite, the Rambam says that the milu of shliach lekabole by the isha also requires two eidim likimatam. The minu. In other words, if the isha will be mana shliach lekabole, not in the presence of two eidim, so the minu is nurinvot. Masheinke, but only, so the shita saramba means only the minu of shliach lekabole requires two eidim likimatam. But the minu of shliach leloche does not require two eidim likimatam. And the Rambam's raya is because we see that when someone is maybe a get, a shliach is maybe a get, so then he does not have to produce eidim. So there is no halacha that the two Eidim have to witness the Minu Ashlichus of the Shliach Lelochim. So it's a raya that only the Minu of Shliach Lekabole requires two Eidim, but the Minu of Shliach Lelochim not. That's the Rambam. Now, the Rambam is in two places. First, the Rambam is in Hilchas Geirah Shel Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet. V'cheinu isho shelachas shliach lehovi loget miyad bailo v'zehu anika shliach avoy. V'in shliach yivoche v'avoy tzorchei. That's legabei shliach yivoche of Geirah Shel Get. Now in Pergimum Milchesishes, Halochet Ezvov, the Rambam in connection with his Shliach of Gdushin. Koloise Shliach Lekabel HaGdushin, Tzorech Laseise Bifneidim. Avolo Yisho Oso Shliach Lekabish Lo Yisho, in Tzorech Laseise Beidim. Sheimokim Leidim Bishlich Eso Yish, Elo Yidia Im Tasadova, Omu Lipure. Lifichoch Im Heidu HaShliach Vam Shaleach, in Tzrich Meidim, Kmo Shliach HaGet, Ukmo Shliach Shiyoshow Lehafis Leitfum of Chayitzeben. So everybody agrees that Shliach Lekabole, the Minu Shliach Lekabole requires Eidim. But the Minu of Shliach Leiloche, according to the Rambam, requires only Eidim Likimadova, not Eidim Likimadova. And according to the Raivet, even the Minu of Shliach Leiloche requires Eidim Likimadova. Kosova Raivet and Kosova Raivet in a Dibn Dumen Raivet. Then the Shliach HaGet, what's the Rambam's Raya? The Rambam's Raya is because we see that the Shliach HaGet does not need an Eidim. So he says, it's no Raya. The Shliach HaGet get Mechiyach Olam. When you throw me in Tzorech Eidim Klal, I will be pushing that in Shnei Eidim, Eidim Klum, Ki Meida HaShliach, Vam Shaliach, Nam Elav Klum. So the Rambam says, it's no Raya from the fact that the Shliach Leoche doesn't have to produce Eidim. The reason is why the Shliach Leoche doesn't have to produce Eidim, because he has the get in his hand. So the Chsime themselves are Eidim and the Min Lashlichus. That's also part and parcel of the Raya of Shtores. Because how does the Raya of Shtores work? How does the Raya of Shtores work? Now, if someone produces a Shtar Alvoye, so he can collect from the Malvi, what's the Raya? Do the Eidim testify? Does it mean that the Eidim uchas me the shtar, that they saw the alvoye? The aloch is case v'shtar leleive avol pishim alvime. So the leive can tell Eidim to chas me shtar, to execute the shtar, even though the malv is not around. So when the Eidim chas me the shtar, they don't know whether it will be alvoye or not. Many times the leive tells the Eidim to chas me shtar alvoye, because he expects to take a loan from a certain malve, and then he changes his mind. after they eat him chasme de shtal voye, and they give it to the Levi. So the Levi changes his mind, and he doesn't even bow anymore. He doesn't even bow anymore. So how can the Eidim testify and the Alvoya did not as yet take place? Normally, the Alvoya takes place after the execution of the Shtar, and the Eidim chasme before the Alvoya. Because the Malve wants to be sure, he wants to be secure that he'll have a Shtar. So he wouldn't give the Levi the money until he has the Shtar first. So he cannot have the Shtar until the Eidim sign. So normally the Eidim sign the Shtar Alvoye or any Shtar before the Alvoye takes place. So how does it serve as a Raya? That's the Raya of Shtores. Because the Raya of Shtores is based upon the Tfisas Ashtar. By Tfis Ashtar. So in other words, because when the Eidim chasme the Shtar, to whom did they give it? They give it to the Levi, they wouldn't give it to the Malve. How is the Malve able to have it in possession? Obviously, the Malve lent the money to the Levi, so then he demanded the Shtar, so the Levi turned over the Shtar to the Malve. So it's not just a Yechoches Dodis, it's not an extraneous Raya. This is how the Raya of Shtores operates. And the Raya of Shtores means the Raya of Eidim. So the Eidim Ashtar are Eidim on the Alvoye, even though the Alvoye took place after they signed. And by get, so when do the Eidim sign the get? Before the Gershon takes place. So still, the Eidim Chsime are Eidim Hagode and Eidim Biru on the Gershon, because this is how the Raya of Shtores operates. So the Raya says, Einoch Name, that the Minu of Shliach Liloche requires Eidim Likim Adam. But then you ask, so how is it that when a Shliach hands over the get to the Isha, he doesn't have to produce Eidim? How do we know? There's no Eidim? Do we need Eidim Likim Adam? The answer is, the Eidim Chsime of the get, just as they are Eidim Biru, and the Etzem Gereshin, and the Nasim Das HaMishayev, they are Eidim Biru and the Mila Shlichas too. Because after all, how does the get come into the hands of the Shliach? What does the Shliach to do with the Baal's get? He's not a husband. So what does the Shliach say? I have the get in my possession because the husband appointed me as the Shliach. So Mimele, the fact that he has the get in his possession is Mechiach Olam. That corroborates his testimony. So we have a Raya of Shtores, so it's considered. So every time when the Baal appoints a Shliach, Yiloche, to deliver the get to the Isha, and then the Shliach has the get, so the Chsime of the get are considered as Eidim Biru on the Minu HaShliches, not only on the Gereshin, but on the Minu HaShliches as well. So Mimele, now the Kasha is raised against the Raivet. The Raivet says that get Isha is not different than all other stories, and just as in all stories, there is aloche that we are cheshish from Mizuye. When a Levi produces, when a Malve produces Shtar, when a Mikabo Matone produces Shtar, when a Likeach produces Shtar. So by get too, we are cheshish from Mizuye, even if she produces a get, until she is Mikaimet. But here, the Mishnah says, I'm going to be out of Israel, it's all she even for an Echtam, for an Echtam. Only Mishal Veyari. But why is he better than when the Isha herself produces the get? The answer is, we are only cheshish, maybe the Isha was Mizayim the get. Just as Noel stories, when the Malve produces Ishtar, Alvoye, we are cheshish, maybe the Malve forged it. When the Mikabo Matone is produces Ishtar, maybe he forged it. But we are not cheshish, maybe the Shliach forged it. Why should the Shliach forge it? But is it? It's his business. We are not cheshish, maybe the Shliach forged it. So as long as we know that he was appointed Shliach by the Baal to hand over the get to the Isha, so Mimele, we don't have to. So there is no chash shemo Isha zifoy, because the shliach is handing over the get to the Isha. And as far And how do we know that he's a shliach? Maybe he isn't even a shliach. The answer is gittim echiyacho. So in other words, so the Raibed is made it that get in out that when shliach delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael. So there is no requirement of being mikayim. There is no requirement. The Raibed chita is when the gerushin takes place not through a shliach. So then the Raibed chita is that whether the Nisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael or a Nisha produces a get in Chutz La'aretz, so she has to be mikayimet by two eidim, in the same way as any other shtar. That is the Shlis Raibed. From the Rashbo it's mashma, and the Rivosh in Simen Shin Pivov says it explicitly in the name of the Rashbo. And it's mashma from certain Rishenis in the Chidusha Rashbo here in Gittin that his shita is not the identical shita of the Raibed. According to the Raibed, it doesn't make any difference whether a Nisha produces a get in Chutz La'aretz or a Nisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael. So she has to be mikayimet. Only a shliach in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to be mikayimet, because then we don't have to be cheshish. We don't have to be cheshish. Maybe the shliach was mizayet. We only have to be cheshish. Maybe the one who has a motive to be mizayet for the ishim. But if the shliach ends over, so then we don't have the becheshish. But if a nisha produces a get, whether she produces a get in Chutz La'aretz or she produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, she has to be mekayimet. Otherwise, she cannot get married. The Rashba shita is that when is a nisha expected to be mekayimet the get, and before that, so without that kiyum, so Bezdin will not give her a heta to get married. That is, if a nisha produces a get in Midinas Hayam, in Chutz La'aretz. But suppose a nisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, then there is no need for kiyum haget. There is no need for kiyum haget. Why? Because according to the Raibed chita, you see, according to the Raibed chita, so there is no special kule vis-a-vis get. The only special kule vis-a-vis get is in connection with the shliach, because in shtores in kolatere kule, so an idechod is not nemon to be mikayev. Here by get the shliach is nemon, even though he's only one, he's not late. That's the only leniency that the chachomim applied to get according to the raivet. Masheike, when an isha vis-a-vis the isha herself produces a get, so the same thing that applies to all shtores applies to get. Now, let's say if a malve produces ishtar alvoy against the lady, can he collect? He cannot collect unless he is mikayim. Does it make a difference in connection with ishtar alvoy whether the malve produces ishtar alvoy sheini mikuyen in the Eretz Yisrael or he produces in Chutz La'aretz? So not only if the malve produces ishtar alvoy against the lady in Chutz La'aretz, he cannot collect unless he is mikayim. Even if the malve produces ishtar alvoy in Eretz Yisrael, so the same thing applies. He wouldn't be able to collect unless he's mikayim. The same thing, according to the Raivet, is true of Girish. Mashenkin, the Rashba Shita is, that there is a special leniency in regard to get. And the general takone of Kim Shtores, that the Chachomim apply to other Shtores, which applies being Be'at Yisroel, being Bechutz La'aretz, so does not apply to get. In other words, by other shtores, so midrabonon, as long as the shtar is not niskayim, so the nechtiro yidusei bibezni is lacking. The nechtiro yidusei bibezni is lacking, midrabonon. That's by other shtores. Mashein king gabiget, so mishumigune, the chachomim did not apply this takone, that without kiyum the nechtiro yidusei bibezni is lacking. But for the same reason that the Chachomim were misakim b'chutz la'aretz, that the shliach has to say for nechtam, why? Because in order that the Baal should not be able to be mi'areir, and it's an edim mitzvim likaimei, so for the same reason the Chachomim were misakim, that if the isha herself produces a get b'chutz la'aretz, and chutz la'aretz is a place of an edim mitzvim likaimei, so she also has to be mikayim. But vis-a-vis a shliach who who is shliach in chutz laretz, so that akonis chachomim was that it can be niskayim, not dafket waiting, but by the shliach himself. Vis-a-vis, initially produces iget no chutz laretz. So the akonis chachomim was because of an edim mitzuyim likaimei that she has to be mikayim et fuedim, not fuedim, any dechot. But the same takone, so it's according to the raivet, so the requirement of kiyum aget, when a nisha produces a get, is the same requirement as kiyum ashtar in all stories. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether the isha produces the get no chutz laretz or the isha produces the get in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rashba, so Mishumigune, the Chachomim apply this special leniency to get. And Mimele, if an Isha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, she doesn't have to be Mekayimet. Doesn't have to be Mekayimet. In all Shtores, yes, but not in get. Masheinke, if an Isha produces a get in Chutz Loretz, so for the same reason that the Chachomim require the Shliach to be Mekayimet, because it is mikaymei, so the chachamim required the isha to be mikaymei because of an edim mitzuyim likaymei. Otherwise, the baal might come, might show up, and then it will be marir, and it will be to the detriment and disadvantage of the isha. So miteivas o isha, just as the chachamim miteivas o isha were misaking that the shliach has to be mikaymei chutz laretz, so the chachamim were also misaking that the isha has to be mikaymei. But when the isha produces the get, then she has to be mikaymei through two edim, like all other kiyum. But it's not the same requirement that in all shtores. By all shtores, so the requirement of kiyum applies to a shtar that is produced in Chutz Loretz and in Eretz Yisrael. And by get, it only applies to a shtar that is produced in Chutz Loretz. Why? Not because of the general requirement in shtores. The general requirement doesn't apply to get, but a special takone, because of an edim mitzuyim likaymei. So it's the same kind of takone as before Nechtam, before Nechtam. Only by Shliach in Chutz Loretz. So it can be Niskayim by the Shliach, and by the Yisho in Chutz Loretz, it has to be Niskayim by Toim. Now, so we see that there are a number of the Yukim in the Rashba, but just, I don't want to mention the Yukim in Sugyes that you didn't learn, but there is one Diuk at the beginning of the Gemara. So there, in the first column of the Rashba, on the first daf, so Dibra Masra, Hode Amr Hiki Benayid Asuya Bitrei. So he says, the Hashtari Kosharotzal Gedaitoch, the Rabbi Lesli the Rove, Aval Gavdi Baal Meboi Kim Shtores, Aval Gavdi Baal Meboi Kim Shtores, Lo Yisvir Le Lerov, Umishulibune Hikiru, Veik Mead Raisa Le Gamri, Da Afilu Chad Le Boi, Elo Shem Lishmo, כהיכד הוקמו או לכולל מהדרייסה במייבי בארץ ישראל כל שם בערים וינמי במייבי באיזה מדינה אפילו במדינה סיין. So in other words, so he says that according to the Daitoch of the Gemara that Rabbi does not agree with Rovestan of an Imtzu Nikaimi. So the whole purpose of von Nechtav is only because of Lishmo and not because of Kiyum. So how about an Imtzu Nikaimi? So, in other words, so that means according to Rabbi, there is no requirement of kiyum on account of any mitzvah likaimi. According to Rabbi, but alibi de emes and alibi de rove, there is a requirement of kiyum in chutz laretz where it's in any mitzvah likaimi. Anyway, the Rivosh in Simen Shin Pivov. And the Rivosh says a big chiddush. He says, you see, everybody assumes that the Raimet is the only one who holds that even by get there is a requirement of get. He's the only one, he's a yoch. And all the other Rishayim say to the contrary. So this is what the Sheol assumed. And the Sheol was Rav Chizdoye Barab Shleim. So he assumed that the Rambam is the only one, that the Raivet is the only Rishi who requires Kiyum HaGet. And all the other Rishayim Acherik, the Raivet is the only one. So he says, no, it's the other way around, the Rivosh says. In Simen Shin Pivot, he says that all the Rishayim require Kiyum. When a Nisha produces a Get, so all the Rishayim require Kiyum. When a Nisha produces a Get, the Chutzlot. So all the Rishayim, except for the Rambam is the only one who holds that when a Nisha produces a Get, the Chutzlot, that were a native mitzvah kaime, she doesn't have to be kaime. He says, umashik kosav kvetcho, reprisdoi, lehati agetisho, biloi kiyum, linosi lechatchile, kid mishein olaverin, eilu divre Rambam zal, hey, viyali flo mahi shein veiso, misef amei vitin yone, isho mechimiyot ikitol yod yigar, avar arai vitzal, shemashvo isho lidin ashliach, yifo shem der acheres, kim shekvon izgar sho vechimot gitel yod vein shliach lomo tsrikh shekim fun nechta ki shlo tsokh beim kim shekvon izgar sho harim di pur meil klum kmo ya shliach ha shnos laget lomo fun nechta so na doet der rai mit explains it di ishim got gitel yod le gar sho so in other words so the dibo by the isha shouldn't be enough, the dibo by the shliach is enough. So it's sufficient, it's effective. But by the Isha not, it requires a Yagoda by Tuei. This is how he explains the Gemara's Kashi. Alright. The Maidi Amrinon, the Maslis, Srikha Shetema from the Nechtav, Dumya the Maidi Amrinon Gabi Shliya, Hamid Nesayan, Tzor Shema from the Nechtav Nechtav, Kidei Shlo Yizoki Kleid. And then he says, then he says, "V'roisi le'arambanza sheyachleik benisho lishliach, benisho lishliach. Ki mashi kosav v'chidushov, gabi amasnisin da'amei v'get be'arz Yisrael. Di'isho initzricho kiyum, di'isho initzricho kiyum b'loyiru." So the Ramban says in so many words that a nisho without yiru, so when a nisho produces a get, she doesn't have to be Mikai. So that Ramban says Beferesh. Be Eretz Yisroel. That Ramban is reference to Eretz Yisroel. If a Nisha produces a get in Eretz Yisroel, so then, because Eretz Yisroel is between Mikai me. So there is no special reason as to why she should require Kiyum. Only the general takone. So the general takone of Kiyum doesn't apply to get, because Mishumi Gunakul Brabonon. Mashenke Nechutz Loretz, where an Eid between Mikai me. So the Chachomim were misakin l'teves Yisho in connection with the Shliach. So for the same reason. So in connection with the Yisho producing Get Lechutz Loret. So for the same reason l'teves Yisho, to protect her against the Nilo, they also require Kiyum, he says, according to Ramban. And when the Ramban says that when the Yisho is maybe Get Be'arz Yisroel and it's Rich Kiyum, so Be'arz Yisroel, the maslis and diktonim yishol averim yalo, avo bechutz loretz, they need him itzuyim likaimei, diktonim maslis and bishliach, im yishol averim yizkayim bechismov, the mashma avlo yirabi, bi yishonam lechayshima, utzricho kiyom, kidim shedinosim. And then he says, umashi yichiach rizal, remeitzi shtachiv al chaveri. Then he says something very strange, the Rivosh. Umashi yichiach rizal, remeitzi shtachiv al chaveri, שיחיש שישים זויף היחד ליטוין ביבורי מארץ ישראל יאלפלו שעמיץ ישתחיב על חברי אין מביאי ממדינס היה אלו סתום את המילסה בירום נכתב ואידי מצויים לקיימי. So he says something very strange. This is very strange. He says that even according to the Rishi, there is Lidog, he said, the other pole, that even by other stories, so you're not Cheshishim from Mizuyev, and we can collect Shaloi Bifonov. So he says that is only true in Eretz Yisrael. where they are in the Mitzvah Likayme. But in Chutz Loretz, the real meaning, this is very strange. In Chutz Loretz, if the Malve will produce his Shtar, Shaloi Bifonov of the Leive, so Besdin will tell him, we cannot collect. Unless you are Mikayim Deiris. Why? So his Shita is that the same Takone, we see that the Chachomim won't be Sakim and Takone. By get. To protect the issue, in order to protect him and to make the issue immune against the possible future contesting by the Baal, so the same takone the Chachomim enacted ligabi olshtores, but that takone was only applied to Chutz Loretz where there's an enemy mitzvah likayme. So then there might be a problem. So if the Baal will come. Or if the Levi will come and it will be Ma'aleh, and then it will be difficult for the Malve to find Eidim, because in an Eidim Tzuni Kaimi. But in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Sakon. It's a very strange cheat. So this is what he says. Uma she'echiach Rizal, limeitz ishtachim al chaveri, she'echish ishirim zuyem, heichem litoin bibori, me'Eretz Yisrael yalifo, she'ameitz ishtachim al chaveri, ne'mivim dinas hayam. El stomme de milse bier om nicht op weet niet zo jullie kaimen wat enig name if to be stachim that comes in dina sayam so best will not collect from the nechosim of the leave shall be fun of until it is this kind. Where did he find such a tikone? We find that tikone, we find the gabiget. So maybe the chachomim, and it's more mistaber that the chachomim were very concerned in protecting the isha, because then there will be a laws that she is an ishishish and the children are mamzerim. But as far as shtori momen, who cares? So he will be me'areh. So nothing will happen. So he says that the same takone applies to all shores. So this is the shita siyachid. I mean, I don't think there is anyone else who agrees with that shita of the Rivosh. But then the Rivosh says. That the Ramban only says in connection with an issue producing a get in Eretz Yisrael that she can get married without being mekayim the get. But in connection with an issue producing a get in Chutz Loretz, then Besdin will not allow her, according to Ramban, to get married. And then he says, V'gam midivrei Rashi bazal, b'masnisin da'amei v'get be'Eretz Yisrael nireh. The heiche sheinidim mitzuyin likaimei chayshinu. So he says that that's the Rashi Shita. And from the Rashi it's much more like that. The Ramban, I don't know, but he says that there's the Ramban Shita also. But the Rashi, from the Rashi, there are many diyukim. In other words, so there is a difference. So we have three Shitas. We have the Shita of the Ramban that by get there is no requirement of kiyum. Whether the Anisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, or the Anisha produces a get in Chutz Loretz. Then we have the Shita of the Raivet that by get there is a requirement of kiyum. Regardless whether the Isha produces the get in Chutz Loretz, and even if she produces the get in Eretz Yisrael, because according to the Raivet, the general requirement that applies to all shtores applies to get, and then we have the Shita of the Rashbo, and according to the Rivosh, there's the Shita of the Ramban too, and there's the Shita of Teisves too. But anyway, the Rishim don't say it. But and then we have the Shita of the Rashbo, the one who says it, that's the Rashbo. That the general requirement of kiyum shtores doesn't apply to get, because mishumigin akel v'rabonon. But we do find that chachomim mo misakin l'teves isha, a special takone of kiyum, of b'fonechtam, in connection with the shliach who delivers a get from Chutz Loretz. So for the same takone, for the same reason, to protect the isha, the chachomim enacted in connection with the isha who produces a get in Chutz Loretz. Masha'inke, in connection with the Nisho produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, so since they are in the Mitzvah Likaimei, there is no need. And the general takone does not apply to get. According to the Raive, the general takone applies to get. Alright, now. Alright, I'll just learn to one piece of Gemara. My time. Rabbi Omar lifi sheinikin lishmo. Rabbi Omar lifi sheinikin lishmo. Rabbi Omar lifi sheinikin lishmo. Shnei di mitzuyin likayim. Mai binayim. So Rashi says, "Lishim kiyin lishmo im leiv nesayam niteiro ven yedim shitzorch lichtivaget nishim oisho ukroksi because of the sivatrisus lo dehainu lishmo." Hilk achim rashliya b'fon enechtam b'fon enechtam u'imel shaylin olay im nichtav lishmo v'u'im erim u'kam miforish maitaim u'atzrichu na'am elimim al lishmo. So the Gemara says that if the Chachomim had required him to say at the very outset, immediately, b'fon enechtam lishmo, b'fon enechtam lishmo. Before I nechtab lishmo, before I nechtab lishmo, so then it's yachish is that he'll be megas. He'll omit something. So because it will be too long a declaration. So now that the chachomim are misake, before I nechtab, so we are not chishish, maybe he will omit. But Rashi Shita is that even though the chachomim didn't require him at the very beginning to say, when he hands over the get, Before I nechtam lishmo, but once he says before I nechtam, so then there's no asking him. You mean lishmo? So then he'll answer yes. So that is required according to Rashi. I'll leave it the rabbi. The Ri is chelik. The Ri says that the requirement by the Chachomim was he should just say Before I nechtam, and that means lishmo. And Besdin wouldn't even ask him, you mean lishmo. Because before I nechtam himself means before I nechtam lishmo. And before I nechtam itself means before I nechtam lishmo. But according to Rashi, so true, he doesn't have to say it at the very outset before I nechtam lishmo. He just says at the very outset before I nechtam. But then Besdin will ask him lishmo. Then he'll have to spell out lishmo. And according to he doesn't even have to spell it out afterwards either. Alright, Lifshinidim Sim Likaime, and Shayogis Mitsuyas Mishom, Likam, Shiyomi Abal Viari Olim Alikasaftik, Shayidim Mitsuyin Lahatir Simasaidim, Veminu Lishliach, Ulkam and Polich, Bain Rove, Bain Rabbi Liboyetre. So he might be Naye, Ike Benaye Dasuya Betray. So again, so there is a machlokes between Rashi and Teisves. Why do it? Does the Gemara say that according to Rabbe, if it's a suya betray, he doesn't have to say fenechta fenechta. So Rashi says a suya betray. Ushneim nasu shluchim ligarsha. Ve'aget yeitzim itachas in ishneim. L'Rabbe boi l'meima. L'Rabbe loy boi l'meima. Shari shneimei. V'im yar yabar l'arim mitzvim l'kar. So if two shluchim deliver a get, so according to Rabbi, they have to say v'nechtam v'nechtam, because the purpose of v'nechtam v'nechtam is to verify that it was lishmo. So what difference does it make whether one delivers it or two deliver? But according to Rabbi, that we are not worried about lishmo because we are sure that it was lishmo. So we are only worried because of any mitzvah nikaimei. But if two deliver it, so these two shluchim themselves will be in a position to be mikaimei. To be mikai. Now let's see the tesis. That's who you betray. Pirush akuntres. Limandi oma. Lifishin tzuitzin likai mei likamu. Vikoshe do to be kipet olu. She muzimonin likai mei. Kishiyobi abal viarei. It's not such a strong kasha. He says, can we put these two shluchim in prison and hold them arrested? So in case the Baal comes and is me'areh, so then we'll tell them, well, you be witnesses. We cannot keep them in prison. Well, that's not such a strong kasha. Because since they were involved, and then he has another kasha. V'eid, normally, the asuya mitrei kach shovim shneim shneim ashuk, shemakirim chsim asei. So he says, if the reason is why, in the case, were two shluchim the little boy get, so we don't have to, he doesn't have to, they don't have to say v'nechtam. Because these two, in case of Yiro, so the Baal, in case of Yiro by the Baal, so they themselves will be available. So why daft if two shluchim deliver? Let's say, according to Rove, if one shluchim delivers the get, but at the time he delivers the get, there are two individuals we know who are familiar with the signature of the, let's say, we know these two individuals are familiar. So then, according to Rabbi, you shouldn't have to say v'nechtam v'nechtam. Well, that isn't a strong kashi. Because as the Gemara says, ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimei. So the Gemara says, b'mechuze, even the same city, it's ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimei. Because B'nai Mechuzah in Aide. B'nai Mechuzah, they were like the Americans. Always going, always traveling. Never at home. So, Mimele, so was any Mitzvah Kaime, even in the same city. So what does it mean? Does it mean that in Eidim Tzuri Kaimei, that it's impossible to get people to be Mikayim Neshtar in the same city? The answer is, when Eim Chodobo Eim Neged Rotzen. So if a person wants to do something, so then he makes himself available. But if there is no real Rotzen, so then there is a good excuse. He's always busy. It's true, he's always busy. You try to get an appointment with a rich man, so he can get an appointment. He's always busy. Why? Because he doesn't have the heart to give a donation. So anyway, they are busy. But if a person is eager in rendering the service, so they always find time to be silent, to testify. I mean, how much time do they have to spend in going to bed and making testimony, authenticating the signature? But he's not so eager to do it. So in Mele, it's difficult to get it. But if the person has an interest, so then he'll find time. He's always going to be in time and they're always busy. So this is what Rashi says. In the case of signing a shukim at Yerushalayim, he's not involved in that yet, so he'll always be busy. But in the case, if two are shukim, so they are already involved with this battle, with this issue and this get. So they're not likely to say, I'm busy, I have to go here, I have to go there. They'll find time. In Chodomo, in the Gedavosi. Mashen, in Shnayim, Mashu, they're not involved with this yet. So they'll say that they don't have the time to come to bed. So in Mele, so that in the same way you can answer the first part of the question. Because the daughter of the chief is on the roof. It's not necessary if there is in Chodomo, in the Gedavosi. So he is the Aiden who know the signature of the Aiden. So, if they are interested and they are eager in authenticating the signature, so then you don't have to keep them in prison. They'll manage how to do it. You just have to let them know that they have to come at this and this hour to business and be the kind of. That's right. Anyway, they dress it well. And first of all, that you are betraying the Amre, Shabbat and Tocha. You still in the heaven of the Amre, you hook the Amre, come. Shnayim is the Amre for the next. ומה הוא יודעים אופן אידיוטו? מלמהם שאו הולכי לחשינו שם הולכת עם בייזי אין סורי ומסתום את זה לשאול אך בוא פיקט כדים עושה בין חוד לאחשו in other words so because if he wants to be able to live at the gate so then it's not that we are really chesed maybe chesed we are not chesed maybe chesed we are chesed maybe the bow will be mad, and you'll be the cultural issue. But it will not chase that objectively may be sincere. We are only chase, maybe the bow will be mad, and you'll be the cultural, the death will be cultural issue. So in Mele, if once we are delivered the death, so then there is a possibility that the bow will come and will say that this death, he never executed that death. He never executed that death. But it was the river handed over by Shriya. The Shriya did it himself. But they came in Tushlur. So they can be aided. So if the Baal will have the chutzpah to come and say that he never executed that death, so the aiding will be matrishim. He will not be able to consider the aiding. Because no one will believe his evil as against the testimony by the aiding. So in any way, we are sure that the Baal will not have the chutzpah to come in the area. So as long as we are sure that the Baal will not have the chutzpah to be in the area, so we don't have to be afraid. Maybe it can be. The two members were Roch American and Stein Zerun of Nechta. Umay Elimu Frenge Dio Shom Rehende. Ul Hayi Chashim Shem Each Tim Levi Yim Tzuri. Vim Stomi Tim Shol Orkes Kedino Shem. Vim Chosel Arke. So, Magunayi Tishe Benayi Dachir Bitre. Inna Amen, Indina Lindino Be'er Tishrot.
a second after many years, and since the second after many years, so the second after many years only I would have a minute of the Gemara. That before the Gemara came to the conclusion that in the house is royal, that in the house is royal, so there are always anything kind of Bisman Bisamigdos because of the going, and the after the whole Bisamigdos because of what he did. So that's the Maskon of the Gemara. So in many ways that means that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so Beile Rabbe, Beile Rabbe, if the Shia delivers the guest, Mindino, Mindino, the Alpes Oil, he doesn't have to pay for the second half. Because they are finished more, and they are in the economy, on account of the Yemre Goli, or on account of what they did, is left to the basic home with a minute. But the Havamin of the Gemara, right now the Gemara assumes that according to others, the time is because of the Shnei time, so when we are believing again, from one beginning to another beginning, in the Alps Israel, so he has to say for that, for that. Mashenki, according to Rabbi, the time is because of the Shmo, so if we are believing again, from one beginning, in the Alps Israel, say from Yehuda to Goli, from Goli to Yehuda, so he does not have to say for that, for that, because he's a king's Shmo. But this is not so according to Maskon of the Gemara. Iname, a certain opinion, the Eichel is in the Yam. So according to the time of Eichel is more to the Eichel is in. But according to the time of Eichel is in the Yam, so the Eichel is in the Yam. The Yam is in the Yam, except Nechuzet, because Nechuzet, all the people in Nechuzet were very big. All right. You were never at all. All right. So we'll do this. Now, we went over the Gemara, we didn't go over the Tesis. Now, with the Tesis Lishmo, Yim Tema, Maishno Lishmo Dem Tzuri, Yishor Yim Chesitni, Ki Nechu Be'al, Ki Nechma Lishmo, Ki Nechma Dinyin Nechma Malaivo. The Tesis Kashi is, why does Rabbi emphasize Lishmo? Monashach, if they are ignorant, they are ignorant. Someone who doesn't know what it is, and doesn't know what it is. Why Dabke did this? Now, being a ma, we look at Mishmo. Mishriach Vey, the Mishkar Get, Sheshmei Tishmei, Mishmo Kishmo, and Shadalo, Vigama, Seisha Shavodi, Lichtu, Tishmei, Tishmei, Agap Tishmei, Mishnele, Mikos Hashmei, Mishmo, Vyoad, Mishol, Yichetisi, Vyoad, Mishol, Yichetisi, Normally, come on, so we could say that it's not that that Enoch and Ame, that we are Chesheish, we are Chesheish for other dream of this way, of this note. But he mentioned Shalom Yishmo because that is Moshchiach, but we are Chesheish for ignorance of other dream of this. So he says no. He doesn't mean that. They mean normally come on the Gimel Drachim from the Gimel Shravari. Before the Gimel Lishmo. So the Baita mentions the common features of the Gimel Shravari. So the Gimel mentions, the Gimel asks, why doesn't the Baita mention Lishmo? That Lishmo is common to be the Gimel Shravari. So Bishmei Nuer Rabbe Haim Melech Omei, because according to Rabbe, so the whole term of the requirement of the Fodechtam is based upon the requirement of the Shmo. So Melech, and that is mentioned among the Gimel Drachim, Shobo Melech Omei. So Mishmo is already included in the Melech Omei, El Rove Kashi. But according to Rove, Melech Omei has nothing to do with Mishmo. So the question arises, why doesn't the writer mention Shavu, the notion should have written Shavu in the Gabi Shmo? And then the Gemara says, Yisu, Beile, Rabbe, Beile, Rode, Hoike, Mechubeh. So we see that the Fonechtam is only based upon the Shmo, not upon any other person. Aum, the Rabbe, Dabke, Rokat, Mishmo, Rokat, Melech, Meili, do we look at Mechubeh? Look at Mechubeh. Now, according to Rashi Shite, further, so the Kashi is no Kashi, because Rashi, Gemara, Rabbanu, the Atzich, Gemara is the Kashi, Munefshach, if we have tzveikis, maybe we get what in Tzvik Nishmo. So a nidah of the shliach shouldn't have nemunis, because it's Domash Be'alvon. Domash Be'alvon requires branding. So the Gemara says, Rov Pkinei, Vafil Rabbi Yadachai Shlimutes, Tam Sifra Nidayne, Midman Yireh. The Rabbonu Nudatzlich, the Hochem, Mishu Migune, Akil Rabbonu. So Rashi says, Rabbonu Nudatzlich, Rimei Hashlimim Tse, Mishu Migke De Ashkach, Kosum Ve'inim, Kin Shemichtav, Mishu Mechod Meirei, Sheshmei Kishmei, Ushmo Kishmo, Rimim Lach Melegam. Rimim Lach Melegam. So this is Rashi's chat. Now, according to Rashi's shite, that the only reason is why we are chinching for Shmo is because of the possibility. Maybe there are two related to Shimon, and maybe, let's say, the Sefer wrote to get for Yisrael Shimon number one. And then, after the get was all done, so the Hadeshim, the Shimon number one, decided he wouldn't divorce his wife. So the male of the Sefer had a get in his possession. Then Yisrael Shimon came to Besdin, and the Sefer was told to write the get for Yisrael Shimon number two. So the Sefer decided, why should he work hard? He already made out the get for Yisrael Shimon number one, and that wasn't used because Yisrael Shimon number one changed his mind. So now he'll use the same get, and of course it's already Shmoh. So according to Rashi, we can understand that there is no Kashi by Tesvis. Why does Rabbi mention Rishim Kriyin Shmoh? I mean, should mention all the name of Gerashim. Mishmo, Mechuber, everything. The answer is, we are not cheshish for any irregularity, except the irregularity of Shalom Mishmo, because it might be in line with the convenience of the Sefer. Sometimes it might be in line with the convenience of the Sefer to use a get that was written for one Yisrael Mishmoh, and now in the Sefer maybe used it for another Yisrael Mishimen. So in order to make sure that this didn't happen, so the name of the Chachomim or Misake, the Shliach should say, before the Nechtam. So there's no Kashi according to that. So why does Tengis ask? The answer is, because Tengis says, at the bottom, is Masik against Rashi, Pshah. Now, look at the Tengis at the bottom. The Rabbonu Medat, the Chachomim and the Kuntra, the Shulik and the Ashka Kosu כשנכתב משמחות מהירי, ששמי תשמי, ומימח מלגרי, וקושה, כי בהורצק שנראים כתבי שימן, אף לא נכתב משמי פוס מלגרי בין הרבי, כי דאמרו גם דריש כל הגט, כוס המלגרי ואת הדלו מלגרי ואת הקטנו, וכל בבגמור הקטנו עוד למות מלגרי, הוגדי למות מלגרי, בי כלי כרבלנת, אבל לא יתרבי, אבל שמובילה שינוך לחמיתך ידי החצימה, הם מנהי מלגרי, ולסום הוא בואו נגמר מהסיס קרמיה, ואתו לרבן לתור הכי נמצירה, שיודו שעושה הבעל שליח, דירק. So he's massive כאן רשי פשעת. Now, why is he massive כאן רשי פשעת? Because according to Rashi, the only thing that the Chachomim were afraid was maybe it's an union of two years in the Shimon in the city. And maybe the safer out of convenience, so he had one get written for Yisrael Shimon number one, so maybe he decided to use it for Yisrael Shimon number two, and that's of course to get the bottom of the rice. So in other words, so the only chshosh is because of two Yisrael Shimon. So he says, according to Rabbeya, that who says, in Yisrael Karse, so the main way it has to be Muchach Mitechel. So one of Shech, so Baru Yuh Chachonim in the Kanton, if the Chachonim are afraid, if the Chachomim are afraid, less the Atu Yisrael Shimon, less the Sefer will be tempted to use the get that was written for Yisrael Shimon number one, to use it for Yisrael Shimon number two. So even if the Shliach does say before the Nechtam, so the Meile, so what will that prove? That will prove that this get was written for this husband and for this woman, but it would be possible anyway, because since we have to be afraid for 3 years of the Shimon in the city. So even when the get is written for the right years of the Shimon, if the get is possible, because it's not Muhammad Eichai. Because if you have 2 years of the Shimon in the city, and then you write to get 3 years of the Shimon, and you don't spell out Yesev ben Shimon ben Levi. So, since there are 2 years of the Shimon, so one who reads the get will not know which Yesev ben Shimon is referring to. So it's not Muhammad Eichai. From the get, which Yesev ben Shimon the get is dealing with. So mainly it's not Muhammad Eichai, but the get is both. Now, so that's the kashe that takes the place against Rashi's God. But this is no kashe against Rashi's God, because in that Gemara there are two theories. And that states, according to the statement here, okay, the Gemara says, in that Gemara, that according to Rabbi Meir, who says, it has to be Muhammad Eichai. But according to the other Gersay, and the Amen of the Shem, we say that there is no such halacha that according to Rameya it has to be Muhammad Eichai. Rashi also holds that even a Rameya will agree that a get does not have to be Muhammad Eichai. That's why Rashi is able to explain it more that way. Anyway, Tesis is asking that Kashi, Maishnu Mishmoni Tim. Now let's see what Tesis says. So, why is Rabbon with Asrich? So Tesis rejects Rashi's God. Veiner is, Yehode Asrich Rabbon and Hoche, Heiligen Shuyar Rabbao Vima, Shekosi Atis Atidin in Islami, Vuhu Echdim Olavendi, Shuhu Lohoyo Bokim Shmini. So in other words, not that Rashi explains it, that the Chachodim Mochei Sheish Fatim Yisrael Shimen, so maybe they have to make sure that it was written in case the Atu Yisrael Shimen, so it was written for the right Yisrael Shimen. So the kasha against Rashi is, so if the obvious in Shimon, even if it was written for the right reason in Shimon, it's still possible. According to Rashi, it's not possible, because Rashi holds that it doesn't have to be Muhammad Eichai according to Rameya. All right, but Tesis, so why is Rabbon with the Asrich? So Tesis says, because we are afraid, not that we are afraid maybe it was written to Lishmo, but we are afraid maybe the Baal will come and he'll say that it was written Shalom Yishmo. It was written Shalom Yishmo. So if everybody had been Kim Yishmo, everybody without any exception, then there wouldn't be an opportunity for the Baal even to be made last. But in view of the fact that there is a need of people, who are not Kim Yishmo, so the melee, whatever. So there is a miute of people who are not in Lishmo, so mainly there is a possibility that the Baal will be able to be married. In other words, in the Arch Israel, where there is a miute de miute who are not in Lishmo, so there is no possibility for the Baal to be married. But in the Chutzlores, where there is the Chola Pochas in miute de miute who are not in Lishmo, so mainly there is an opportunity for the Baal to be married. So because of that, the Chachomim required that the Shliach should say for Nechtav when Nechtav. So that's why Tesis says that Kasha, according to Rashi, there is no Kasha. Because according to Rashi, so the Gemara couldn't mention any other psul. Because the whole Choshe is only regarding Shmo. But according to Tesis rejects Rashi's Pshat. So why not to Shmo? Let it be something else. That's why I take it. Umforish on the top. The Beholim has eaten Pkin. And with the heart of Roshan, the Kota Kota Mishmo, Eilu Mira is where Mika Roshan. Vein Pkin, Peru Shein Chesh, Shein Lit Roshan, to Mishmo. Ulacha Shem Omdu, to Ikam and Peru Shlacha Shein Gru. So Rabbi Tam has a remarkable Pshat. Very strange Pshat. That if Rabbi doesn't hear me, Shein Pkin, Mishmo, that he don't know, but they don't care for Lishmo. Not that most of the people don't care for Lishmo. That means there is a miute de miute of people who don't care for Lishmo. So that's why the Gemara mentions only Lishmo. The Gemara doesn't mention Mechubah, the Gemara doesn't mention all other psalim. Why? Because as far as Yidina is concerned, so everybody knows. No one is ignorant. There isn't even a miute de miute that is ignorant. But there is a miute de miute that doesn't care. So that Mi'uta the Mi'uta doesn't care for weekly, for the Din of Lishmo, but for the other Dinim they do every time. So anyway, that's why Rabbi mentions just Lishmo. So for some time the whole can be the hard portion of the cost of Lishmo, and the middle of the Drosh. They begin to English in Chish in Drosh of Lishmo. Well, so then the question is, Bishlay, may if we say that in Pkin Lishmo means they are ignorant, so that's why the Gemara talks like a shalom. When they became acquainted with the Din, but if at the very outset they were not ignorant, but they just didn't have a regard for the Din of Lishmo. So what does it mean, Lacha Shalom? So Lacha Shalom doesn't mean after they learned, after they became enlightened, and they realized that you have to have a regard for the Din of Lishmo. Lacha Shalom the Rikam of Hirush Lacha Shekibur. We heard the Pirish Akuntras, the Medeva Shainu, and the Haber Lishmo, the Omar Rei, Rashi Shitayi, that according to Rabbi, that the time of the Fonachim Fonachim is because of Lishmo, so the Leila, the Shliach has to say that it was in Lishmo, but it's not mentioned in this expression. It just says the Fonachim Fonachim. So the Takonis Chachomim was that at the very outset he should just say the Fonachim Fonachim. Then the best in whose presence he delivered to get to the Isha will ask him, you say before the Nechtam, was it written Lishmo and Nechtam Lishmo in your presence? Or not? So then he'll say it. So that way, so according to Rabbi, he has to spell out that it was written Lishmo. But he doesn't have to say it at the very outset when he says the expression of before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. At first he just says before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. Then there's no asking, before the Nechtam Lishmo? He'll say yes, before the Nechtam Lishmo. There's no asking, before the Nechtam Lishmo? He'll say yes. So, but he has to say it. In the long run, he has to say that it was Lishmo. So take the difference. Behold, Pirish HaKuntre, in Beil Shalim Adam Lishmo, Vomar Ein, Ein Ere, Tlo Nishtami Bishum Duchte Shei Tzorich Lishoi. So then the Gemara should say, V'ei, Dimkei Leili Ike B'nai in Tzorich Lishoi. The Gemara asks what's the similarity between Rabbi Stam and Rabbi Stam. Now, according to Rashi, that according to Rabbi, he has to spell out his Lishmo, but according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to say anything else. Just for the Nechtam and for the Nechtam, that's all. That's the Kiyum Aged. So the Bele, when the Gemara asks the similarity between Rabbi Stam and Rabbi Stam, the Gemara should say, according to Rabbi, in addition to saying before the Nechtam and for the Nechtam, he has to elaborate and explain and spell out Lishmo, and according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to add anymore. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? So it's a raya that even according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to add anymore. So the question is, why not? They either read the Stom of Lishmo command, Kiddiv Kure, the Kutra Sabe the Stom. In other words, that it is, now, Name the Stom, when he says, Loi Kai, ובמילה שאין מן הלאי, לא יגאי, תעבדים עומד עליה, ובמילה שאין מן הלאי, אם נכתב לשמוע ומראי, אינה מה, סתום מקומת. So that way, so it's another motion in Rashi. It's another motion in Rashi. So in Rashi, there are two machines. One motion in Rashi is, that according to Rabbi, he has to spell it out. The second motion in Rashi is, like Tain says, that he doesn't have to spell it out. Alright. We heard over the camel and the cotton before the nectar, before the nectar, Lishmo, nay, this double Lishmo mashma, the combo came, Kim the catacone, Lishmo, have a name of behavior. The Gemara further explains the Rome by time and Rome at the Rabbi. What forced Rome to reject Rabbi's time? So the Gemara says the reason is why Rome did not mention Rabbi's time. Because he had the raya from the Mishnah. Nikotone before the Nechtam Lishmo. So this way, if we say like Hadith Pshat, that according to Rabbi, so the Shliach has to spell out Lishmo. So then Rabbi had a good raya, and apparently a good raya. that the reason the Chachamim require the Shliach to take from the Achim for the Achdam is not because of Mishmo, because of any Tzilikayim. Because if it had been based upon Mishmo, then the Mishnah should say, before I Achdam Mishmo. Before I Achdam Mishmo. Why doesn't the Mishnah require him to say? Why doesn't the Mishnah require him to say? But according to the read that even according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to say Mishmo because Tomo Mishmo Kamasi. So what's the raya of Rabbi? Not like Rabbi. Maybe it is like Rabbi. So the reason why the Chachamim require the Shliach to say for Nechtav is to make sure that it was written Mishmo. But why doesn't the Mishnah say Mishmo? Because Tomo Mishmo Kamasi. So it's a kasha against the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, no, the Rebbe still has a right. Because if, too, that the Rebbe is made there, that the Shliach doesn't have to spell out this book. Why? Because Tomo Mishmo Kamasi. So Rebbe says, if the Chachamim had elected that the Shliach is required to say it for the Lechtav, in order to verify that the get was written Mishmo, how is it that the Chachamim relied on Tomo Mishmo Kamasi? Why didn't they require him to say Mishmo? What is it? The Chachamim had compassion upon the Shliach. He shouldn't have to work so hard and to say a few more words. So that's the raya. So that's the raya of Rabbi, that the time of the Lechtav is not because of Mishmo. Because if the time had been because of Mishmo, then the Chachamim wouldn't have relied on some Mishmo Kavati. And the Chachamim would have required the Shliach to say it and not rely on some Kavati. Rather than come for a Nikotoy for the Lechtav, for the Lechtav Mishmo, they install the Mash, then they install the Mishmo Mash, when they call what it is, because according to Mishmo, have a memory. Now, case, Hamatam Shite is that when Rabbi says that the Fir Mishmo, he doesn't mean there is a Miute, the Miute, who are ignorant, but there is a Miute, the Miute, who have no regard for the Dino of Mishmo. And, but the other Dino, they have no regard. Now the question arises, Monefshach, if someone is ignorant, all right, so he can be a very good Jew, even if he's ignorant, he doesn't know anything. But Chametam says that everybody knows the name of Mishmo. But there is a Miute, the Miute of Jews, and even of Sophists, who simply have no regard for the name of Mishmo. In other words, what do you mean he doesn't have any regard for the Mishmo? This is one of the Dinim of the Torah Shebaal Peh, I mean. So, if somebody has no regard for the dinim of Torah Shebaal Peh, so the Gemara in Chilek says, "Kidvar Hashem Bozo," even if he just defies, and the Yisraelit on one rosh of the Torah Shebaal Peh, he's an apotheist, he's a kaysayer. He comes within us, "Kidvar Hashem Bozo." So if he's ignorant, all right, he's ignorant, he's ignorant. So even if somebody is ignorant of all the dinator, he still can be a good Jew. But if he knows the dinator, and he knows that this is the aloha of the Torah Shebaal Peh, but he doesn't care for it, he doesn't care. So the Mele is the case of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So he should have a din of his duki, who is the case of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Now the Rambam says, the Rambam says, in the Gimel Mechadriya Shri Halacha Tetzvot, as follows. Hakev Sherem Lichtet Zaget, Chut Nechamincha, Akum Vedek, Vicheres Vishet Elikotra, Hakim Yishu Asmo Kisevet Ezito, Yisroel Shehim Ele Akum, Oishu Mechal Shabot Yis Vifaret Ve, Hareyu Ki Akum Echodro. So in other words, Sir Chaim deduces from this Rambam that Akum Avayim Nafiko, that doesn't mean because an Akum just doesn't think of it. It's not just a million of wounded. Because if it had been just a million of wounded, so how could we apply the aloha of Mumba al-Lechola Terekume, the Chalchab and Faresi al-Mumba al-Mizore, and the Dakhul Chodor? If it is true, so we can apply, let's say, that is Shchit. So the Loch is the Shchit of Loch is the Zohar, so the Shchit of Mumea has the same true as the Shchit of Loch, so the Shchit cannot be matched. But this is a question of Mumea, because an Akum doesn't think with more. So what is, so just because an Akum doesn't think with more, so in Chaltab is the Rekhid doesn't think with more either. What has one thing to do with the other? But you can say that the Israel, a variant, doesn't think with more either. So then the Rambam shouldn't limit it. That's it to Michal Shabbat Haresye and the other Avali. So the Rambam says only Michal Shabbat Haresye. But Michal Shabbat Lukine can't like it yet. Why? But he's also an Avali. The answer is, an Avali can also think with more. So just because he's a bigger Avali, so he doesn't think with more. Just because an Akum doesn't think with more. So a woman doesn't think with more, so it's a raya that an Akum cannot affect the Lishma. It's not that the goal, the tears, is not Chesed Lishma. Even if he is Chesed Lishma, our Tzibini cannot affect the Lishma. So the Mele sees it alohe, that an Akum is incapable of affecting Lishma, because Lishma is not an extraneous machshove or dibur that is done by the teva. Lishmo is affected in the get itself. In other words, the get, when the teva writes the get for a particular husband and for a particular woman and for the purpose of divorcing a certain relationship between a certain specific husband and the wife, so then that gift becomes reserved for this Baal and this Isha and for this girl. So it affects, the Lishmo is affected in the gift itself, is affected, in other words, by writing the gift Lishmo, the gift becomes reserved for this husband and for this woman and for this deity. So a goy is mufke of affecting the Lishmo. And some melee the Chalzabi Paretti in Bimea is Yachim Chodvoro. Now the Rambam says in Cheshvite, that if someone is the case of the Tero, so he is also a victim of the Mumea. And Shchitot is after all. So the male, if somebody he doesn't believe in the Torah, and if he writes the get, so the get is possible. It writes it. It's just like a get that is written by a goy. Even if he has all the kavonis in the world to write the Shmo. So the male, the question is, Bishlei, according to Rashi, that the Choshe is for a minute of people of substance who are ignorant and they don't know the Shmo. Maybe the Chomim will be sacking the Shiach to pay for Lechim for the Lechtam. So then we know that it was with Yushma. But the point of the Tam, that even the Miute know of the Yushma. But there is a Miute of suffering who don't care for the Yushma of the Shmo. So that Miute of people of suffering are comforting with Yushma Al-Peh. So the Mele, he has a Din of Emunah. So even if he did write Yushma, it's not Yushma. Now, in regard to Shchite, so, I mean, when we learn Shchite, I discussed it at great length, but I just want to mention it this. So, the Rambam says, does anyone have a Rambam for Shchite yet? Shchite. Okay. Yes. The Rambam says, in Perek Dalet Bereshit Halacha Yud Dalet, Yisroel Mumer Aveira Min Aveira Sho Yomumcha Al Yedishchet Mechatchila. Yisroel Yisroel Kosha Lizdik Es Atake. Vachakim Yisroel Mumer Aveir Lishchit Bo. Yisroel Shechatkoti Shem Tereyach Lizdik. Vimo Yomumer Al Yizore, Oy Nechalsha Ben Paretye, Oy Atikeret, Yu Akiv Abitir Umei Sher Abeinu, Kmo Shibarno Bu Chesuve, Harinu Kaak Mishkos Nereh. So he says, if somebody is king of Asher. Now, and he says to me, she bow him with a shulman. So, in a shulman, שלישו היא נקית עם בתאו. הוא אומר שנתאו מימה לשם. אפילו פה תיקח את הפרסיב האחר. כי בוא מאמין שאומרו בתיאפי הריבטיב הבנאו. וכן הקית בפירושו. והוא תאו שבאו פה. והמאק חשמל גדרו. והוא תאו לגבי. זאת אומרת, הוא אומר, זאת אומרת, הוא משפענו את התשובה. זאת אומרת, שמו נקית בבתאו שבאו פה, היא יגידו לו במומר. זאת אומרת, הזכחנו לכל בורו. זאת אומרת, ממילא, היא זה מיעוטה ומיעוטה, הוא הקית חייר, in this halacha of the Yoshim Alpeh, not they don't know it, but they are just kefir, they know it, but they are kefir. So, Mimele, you didn't know the Mumeh, so even if he did like the Shmo, so they get his bottle, they get his bottle. Now, in the Gata Shkites, the Rambam says, if somebody is a kefir of the Deir of Meshe Rabbeinu, Meshibarnu Gwech Heshuveh, Arei Yitach Nisot Nideo. And he says, Meshibarnu Gwech Heshuveh, Gwech Heshuveh, he says, Shtayim in Akefir of the Deir, Akefir of the Deir Shebechtav, or Akefir of the Deir Shebalpeh. So the marriage should follow that his tzaddik baisus will share, so then the shkita will be nevelet. But then the Rambam says that there is also a shkita. Halochet ezayim, eilu ha-tzukim va-zaisusim v-talmideyem, v-cholateyin achreyem, she-inu mamilin v-tero she-ba-opeh, shkitos an-asuro, v-imshoch v-foneinu ha-reiz u-mutaret, she-inisa shkitos an-oroshemu y-kautelu, v-heim eilu mamilin v-tero ta-shkita, v-pichoch in emonim lo-ima lo-yitio-kaunu, lo-yitio-kaunu. So the Rambam, so this is Kasha and the Rambam. So the Bess Yosef, the Cheshkite, he says that because the Rambam says to the Cheshmamri that which Zukim have a din of Mumri Yochoatere Kole, only the Mumri who are raised as good Jews, but then they became Kofi, like Tzadik HaBaisu. Tzadik HaBaisu was a medium of Antigone Shisekhe, and then they became Zukim. So they have been of Mumru Luchater Kole. Mashaikim, the children of the Zukim, who are raised in an environment of Zukim, so they have been of the Kinech and Yishbo, and they are like Kianusim, they don't have been of Mumru. So it's Yitzvah Heisa, Mamir, we owe them all the Chivet of Avo, the Achvo, like to any other Jew. I mean, so the Rambam said. So Mimele, the Yosef says, the Rambam here is Medayim, in the Dalet of the Shvita Aloha Medayim, Elo had took him by Baisusim. He doesn't say, Tzodiku Baisu, V'chol Mishen Imaidu Zir Shebal Peh, so, Im Shochtu Mifoneinu, Harim Shchudot Mitaret. He says, took him by Baisusim, that means the second generation. Those who were raised by parents who are looking, so they have a deal of a Kinnish and Israel. So they have a deal of a Kinnish and Israel. Now, so, but in Achname, if Tzadik HaBaisu will share to them, even if it's Achir Rehn himself, Shchitot HaGasso. Now, in other words, so we have a difference between a Machi of the Kinsayer and the any Machi of the Kinsayer. Now, so you couldn't say, I mean, that when the Rambam, the Ramitam says, that there is a minute of doctrine of Jews who have no regard for the deal of Mishmo, that he has reference to those who are raised that way. But he doesn't mean necessarily that someone who was raised by parents who are Dukim has a deal of an honor. Even if someone was raised by observant parents, but if he's not in Makira, if he doesn't know the halachas well, so then machmas ignorance, he can say all kinds of tefillah. There are many people who machmas ignorance, they can say all kinds of tefillah, they just don't know machmas ignorance. So then he doesn't have the din of a Makira Kesa. Now the Gemara in Shabbos distinguishes between a Makira Kesa and then any Makira Kesa. So the Gemara in Shabbos. So it doesn't mean that only one who was raised by parents who themselves were kafir has a deal of any makam kafir. Even if someone was raised by parents who are observant, but if he didn't learn Torah, and he only knows certain things because he heard, you know, you can get all kinds of information from just from, you know, from your friend without learning Torah. He still has a deal of any matter. Now that is a big chiddush. But this chiddush is mentioned by Tshuva of Radbaz that is not printed, but the Knesset HaGdolah mentions that Tshuva of the Radbaz. There is a certain now the Rambam says in the Gimel Milchet Kisur Ebiye Haloche Yudai, he said as follows: Ger shall ibot kachot Oy shall yudiu amitzvei V'yonshon Umol v'tobal v'shne Gimel Ebiye Tari the Ger Apolineida shall b'shul dobo umitzayu Hoy umol v'tobal יוצא מכלל העקום, וכי ששילוי, אשר יפוי הפסקותי. ואשר יחוזר ויובד עקום, הרי הוא כי ישראל אומר שקדוש או קדושי, ומצווה להרזר אבידותי, מאחר שטוב על מאחר כי ישראל. So the Rambam says that if he gets, who was misgayer, and then after he was misgayer, he was chaser lisurero. And that means he became a girl. He went through girls, real girls. But he was chayzer l'tzavisro after the Gerus. So it's like a Jew is chayzer l'tzavisro. Who is chayzer l'tzavisro? So in my way, it is Yisroel Mover, Shekdushom Kishnir, Mikani Shemisho, Shizu Kedeshi. Then the Rambam says, well, the Rambam, Hari Yisroel Mover, then he says, U Yitzve Lehar Zera Vidose, Me'achar Shetobal, Nasek Yisro. So we are mechuyev to return his abeis. Now, אלף מלכת סילב אבי זה הלוך אלף מלוך אבי עכשיו את אבי זה ישראל יש את הפי שנמה חושב תשיבה והרי אבי את ישראל ונשאל ממנו ומיכו איזה בלי שיש שנמה לשיר את שיר הכי חובי שלם תמיד ופיסו יש את הפי יש את הפי יש את הפי הלוך אבי לא כך את אבי זה ולא ישיבו פיסו יש את הפי ועובר על שני לבי על יצוחה וישאלי ויעל מויסידו, אפילו הויו בלעבידו ראשו, ואיכו נדה לו איתיופי, וחיי שבי, מיצווה להושב לעבידו, אבל איכו נדה לו להכי, הרי הוא אפקרת, ואפיקור שנדהי וכחובי, ומחלשה בפרסיה, אוסו להרדו להבין כאן. זאת אומרת, תודשית את הרמב״ם, אני הרמב״ם פרס, that if someone is mumeh ala vizore, so then there is no chiyuv of Asheret Aleinu. There is no chiyuv of Asheret Aleinu. So the question is, how does the Rambam say here, in Perek Yigimu, Mihilchet, Yisrei Di, Halochi Yedai, V'achil Choza V'obat Chichovim, Arei Yisrei Yisrei Mumeh, Shed Bishop Dishi, Umitzel Harzer Avidote, Macha Shetov Nasek Yisrael, but if it's Choza V'obat Avidote, so it's Yisrei Mumeh. So there is no chiyuv of Asheret Aleinu. Rambam says also, how do we have to give it home? So, there is a tshuva of the Radbaz, it's not in the printed tshuva, but the Knesset HaGdolah mentions that tshuva, and the Radbaz says that in view of the fact that he was there, so he had no opportunity to learn Torah as a Jew. In the Radbaz days, so the Radbaz didn't even visualize the possibility of a Jew not learning Torah at all. But he was a girl, so he was ready to go. Truly, he became a girl, he was a child. So, from the Mele, only in Efta Geru to learn Torah Torah. So then, if you become a teacher, and you read Arizore, so you need a Matan teacher. But the Rambam does not have reference to such a God. So the Rambam is reference to a girl who Efta Geru did not learn Torah Torah. So the Mele, he is in a Matan teacher, so the Mele, there is a Chiyu of Hashem Tavis. So we see from this Chagvah that alright, here he talks about the Gea certainly, but he emphasizes the fact that he didn't learn Torah Torah. So in other words, if somebody doesn't learn Torah, if somebody is an Amore, so even if he picks up many Alokas, he picks up, so of course, in those days, who didn't know the Alokas, the fundamentals of the Earth? I mean, everyone knew the fundamentals of the Earth. I mean, that was something that everybody knew. But it's not that everybody was a Rambam. So there was a limited of Amiyor, who didn't learn Torah Torah. But even that limited of the limited,